We're about a minute away from kickoff here in the second half for Capital Auto Mall and Young's Equipment. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender back in the broadcast booth. Riders with an 8-3 lead. As much, Luke, as the offenses haven't been going particularly well, Strebler 12 of 17, Fajardo 8 of 13. I really like the defense that's being played in this half. This doesn't seem like incompetent offense. It seems more like two tough defenses.
This is how you're going to have to play football in the Western Conference as you come down the stretch. I thought it was a well-executed game, but again, it's a game that right now tilts in favor of the Blue Bombers. They're right where they need to be. They're close, and it still plays into their ability to do what they want on offense. The minute they have to start passing primarily, that's when their game is done.
That's a very, very good point. Strebler has no snaps this season, down one score. Of course, you mentioned earlier late that Hamilton game. They went in down two scores and had no chance to come back as Brett Lowther will boot it from his 35, going right to left. It's Lucky Whitehead at his 5. Up to the 15, Ben's right, 20. Hit down, Brian Bennett, the diving tackle, and Whitehead stopped just shy of his 25-yard line. That is where the Bombers will begin, first and 10. A 70-yard kickoff from Brett Lowther, beautifully done, and a 19-yard return as he races the young man in a 13 jersey who's dedicated to bringing the tee off the field. Lowther lost that one, so maybe why he's a kicker.
Yeah, you can't expect much from those guys except for just kicking the football. You know, anything else in the athletic spectrum, don't ask them to do it.
49 and a 48-yard field goal. We will take it. First and 10 from the 24 for the Bombers. Riders showing 5. Looping blitz, handed off Harris. Right side, 30. Over top of Ed Gainey and down to about the 39-yard line. Almost a 10-yard carry from Harris.
Well, and Charleston Hughes doesn't help the cause here either, because Charleston Hughes widens at the snap, and then he goes upfield. So the gap between Hughes and the next closest defensive tackle is humongous. And what happens is they actually get Patty Neufeld out from his double team and acting as a lead blocker. That's what gave Harris all that room. He gets 9 off it, and it's 2nd and 1 for the Bombers.
Temperature falling here at Mosaic Stadium. It was 15 at kickoff. It's down to 12 and honestly feels a little chillier than that. The wind also dying down. Strebler in a little sneak formation, going to drop back to pass. Strebler going downtown for Whitehead with Nick Marshall in coverage. Overthrown at the 40 and incomplete. And it'll be 3rd down, but free play.
Well, exactly. That's the free play situation we were talking about in the Riders situation in the first half. But again, that's great film study by Nick Marshall. They've seen that look before. They were successful a couple years ago against Calgary in a big game doing that. They try it here, and Nick Marshall's all over it.
Strebler had great deep ball numbers last year because of plays like that,
yeah.
Right? They're sort of easy deep ball throws to make. Got to convert on 3rd and over the top came one of the Riders. Cam Judge tried the leap over the top, the LeVar leap. He didn't get there, and the Bombers have the 1st down.
Yeah, if you're going to leap at all, you need to be a linebacker leaping from the edge. As a defensive tackle, they used to go through those short and 2nd and 3rd and shorts a ton. It's tough jumping from that defensive tackle spot. Sometimes it works. The majority of time, it does not.
Double tight end formation for the Bombers, 1 to each side. Bombers respond by stacking up the middle. 1st and 10. Strebler looking to pass, has some time. Throw right to a linebacker. Oh, was that Moncrief? He hit it right in the numbers. The dropped interception. It was Mike Adam who will now do some push-ups.
Mike, really, is 10 push-ups enough of a punishment for that? I mean, that was right in your hands.
That play, the 10 push-ups is not, you know, in our DB room, we have a rule. If you drop an interception, it's 10 push-ups. But if we watch the highlight over the course of the week, every time we see it, it's another 10 push-ups. So if we see it 6 times in a week, it's 60 push-ups you have to do on the spot. So it's 10 push-ups on the field, but it turns out to be a lot, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Mike Adams just hanging out in the zone, and Chris Strebler throws it right to him. I think Adam was more shocked than anything that the ball was given right. It was like he was wearing a Bombers uniform.
Yeah.
So 2nd and 10, not something that the Bombers, again, I've said this before, have been very good at in this game.
Unless they can run for it, and they haven't been able to run for much of anything. That was those three picks Dominic Davis threw in the second Ottawa game, that throw was that level of bad from Strebler. You just wonder what he saw. And unfortunately, Adam could not come up with it. Second and 10 from the 35. Four men on the line. Johnson right over top of the center. Four-man rush. Strebler has some time, scrambles out to his left, throws on the run, and threw it right to a linebacker who dropped it. Pardon me, Lucchese Purifoy. Now Purifoy doing push-ups. Oh, so close for the Riders. Third down.
Strebler is NCAA point shaving here. I cannot believe you, Lucchese Purifoy, does not have his fourth interception of the year. This hit him. This was an easier catch than Adams was.
You wonder if it just came at him too hot, but what was he?
Right,
he was looking for Dembski behind him, but that would have hit Dembski in the feet at best. Got through again on Medlock on the punt. Thigpen at the 30. First man missed. 35. Second man's got him. Thigpen gets an extra couple of yards out of it.
But I'm telling you, DT, Thigpen's going to score on one of these punt returns if he's able to influence upfield and then break to the right, because that whole right side is collapsing early on when they're covering kicks.
Riders get a stop on the first drive of the third quarter. They hold an 8-3 lead as we go to break. 12-11 remains in the third on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 12-11 remains in the third quarter. Riders with an 8-3 lead, about to get the ball for the first time in the second half. Luke and I are here for AGCO and SaskTel in the broadcast booth for McDougal Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. Talk to Coach Dickinson this week about, hey, first down success. What's good on first down? Says we want 5 yards. They are by far the best team in the league at getting those 5 yards by the pass. We'll see what they do from this double tight end set. Hand it to Powell. Made a man miss left side. Trying to bust through a tackle of Winston Rose. And Powell will pick up 3 or 4.
Well, the reason why he wants 5 yards on first down is because in his playbook, second and 4 to 5 is literally best case scenario in the entire playbook. It opens everything to them, especially with a good running back.
One like William Powell, who got 3 there, so 2nd and 7. This 2nd and long was going to be the passing situation. Fajardo surveys the defense. Jonathan Kongbo leaks up to be the left side. Adam Big Hill pretending he's going to blitz off the right edge. He will come. 6. Kongbo drops out. Pressure. Jeffcoat evaded. Fajardo on the run from Steven Richardson. 40 running to the sidelines. 45 reaching for the stick. Oh. And Fajardo into the bench. On that far side, no troubles on that far side, but Fajardo went into the bench. He's got the first down. As officials try to make sure everybody is cool, should have been sacked in the backfield, turns it into a first down because he is Cody Fajardo.
You go flying over the Winnipeg bench. As you're walking back, having flown over the bench, is that a walk of shame? What is the feeling there?
Because I got the first down, it felt a lot better, for sure, and it made that hit with the Gatorade a lot better, feel a lot better. But my biggest thing was I couldn't imagine what my wife was going through, what was going through her mind, because she was obviously at that game. But the second thing, if you watch the film, there is an older lady who is sprinting. She looks like she maybe works security or something, I'm not sure, but she sprinted over to make sure I was okay. And just her face as she was sprinting over, she was genuinely concerned about my well-being. And that made me feel really good as a person. I was like, oh, well, people do like me.
The hardest hit Fajardo's taken all game comes courtesy of the bench.
Oh,
on
he
the
went
Winnipeg sideline.
Wow, he went right over the top into what looks like a garbage can after a little help from Marcus Rios. And there they put his wife on the Jumbotron, who didn't really want to have that. Cody says, my wife worries a lot when I scramble, so I try to get down. He got the first down there. Going downtown on 1st and 10 for Shaq. Tipped and caught by Shaq at the 20. Winston Rose batted it up. Shaq stuck with it for an amazing catch.
Oh, Winston Rose is kicking himself. He gets one hand on it and just fantastic focus on the football from Shaq Evans. That's a 50-yard gain down the right sideline.
So honestly, I knew that it was going to be a tip catch once he jumped. I was like, that's why I didn't jump. I was like, I'm going to wait for him to tip it. I'm going to get it. And it ended up being a big play in that game.
How did you know that he wasn't going to catch it?
Because I could tell by the flight of the ball that he had jumped too early. Like, he had jumped too early. I know he wanted to tip it forward, but he jumped so early that he was only able to get his fingertips on it, which made him, you know, tip just the end of the ball, which made it flip backwards. And it ended up flipping right to me in stride. And I was just able to concentrate and tip it enough to where I could just tip it up in the air and then grab it out the air.
And just the ability to stay focused despite the ball being tipped, continue momentum, first down Riders threatening on the 13. That's about as good as it gets from number one.
Sprinkle of Jesus. 50-yard pickup.
Well, we should get the bench to hit Cody Fajardo every single play.
Shaq has made some incredible catches this year. That is the best one for all the reasons Luke mentioned. Wow. First and 10 now from the Bomber 13-yard line. Blitz coming. Option. Fajardo keeps. Fajardo 10. Knocked down at the 8-yard line. Marcus Sales up to make the tackle after a pickup of 5.
Yeah, we got to show Cody Fajardo Russell Wilson's film from this Thursday night game, because when you're running these options, you can still pitch it once you pass the line of scrimmage. I feel like if Fajardo pitches this late to Powell, we're in the end zone, but either way, you live to fight another day, and it's 2nd and 5.
From the 7-yard line, right hash mark, Shaq and Naaman Roosevelt, the receivers to the short side. Bombers put 7 on the line of scrimmage, and 8th man coming up. They'll bring just a 7. Gun low, incomplete, intended for Kyron Moore, and it'll be 3rd down.
Yeah, and Fajardo knows that's a huge missed opportunity. He makes the right read. Just unfortunately, he takes a page out of Chris Strebler's book and throws it behind the receiver.
And they get the huge 50-yard play, and they're going to have to settle for a 15-yard field goal.
And again, if you're in Richie Hall's defense, you're sitting there saying, hey, great job, guys. Great job. They made a big play, and all they get is 3 out of this, and we're still within it.
Brett Lowther will have John Ryan put it down at the 16-yard line on the right hash. Lowther 2 for 2 in the game so far. This to give the Riders an 8-point lead back. Good pressure off the right side and a flag down.
Winnipeg's offside here.
Oh, boy.
This is trouble.
That's close to a 1st down.
Yeah, it's going to be 3rd and inches. Third and a yard, maybe.
They're calling it against the Riders. They're saying procedure against the Riders. So they'll take the field goal off the board and make Lowther do it one more time.
Saskatchewan, no end. It's 5-yard penalty and replay 3rd down.
Illegal formation against the Riders as to their procedure call. So they'll do it again, 3rd and 10 now. Back him up to the 13-yard line. They'll make it a 20-yard field goal attempt.
Coach Dickinson is just perplexed. Either way, get another look at this. But an offside call there could have swung this entire game.
Well, you talked about the Bombers as a team that doesn't take penalties.
Not at all.
That would have been a terrible situation. 21-yard attempt now for Lowther. Snap to Ryan Good. Again, pressure off the edge, but the kick is up. And it is good. 11-3. The Riders with the lead, and it's another field goal and another $3 off any large pizza at all participating Western Pizza locations next Tuesday. He's got us $9 off pizza on Tuesday. Brett Lowther, our new best friend. 9:25 remains in the third quarter. 11-3 Riders on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 25 remains in the third quarter. Riders now with an 11-3 lead. On the sidelines is Michael Ball. Ballsy?
I'm right here. Sorry, guys. Hey, Derek.
No worries.
With the loss by Calgary and Montreal, the winner of this game, sole possession of first place in the CFL West. So that was a huge loss by the Stamps. And I'll tell you what, if I had a vote and I don't, Kahari Jones is the coach of the year. Because that was a tire fire inside of a dumpster fire when he took that team over.
I'm assuming you're not standing too close to Craig Dickinson right now.
No.
Okay, there we go. That's going to be a battle between those two, I would imagine, for the coach of the year. You're right, though, Ballsy. Kahari, very much deserving. Ownership problems, GM fired super late, coach fired super late, have a job. He's got his team now to 8-6 in the season, including sweeping the Calgary Stampeders.
Beautifully done. You know, they were the reason why I didn't think there was going to be a crossover this year. Sorry, the Argos were.
Yeah.
And they've taken the Argos' place, but unfortunately the Ottawa Redblacks have not done the job. Oh, reverse call.
Reverse on the kickoff to Lucky Whitehead at the 20, 25, 30. Whitehead has some room pulled down. Will that be a horse collar? It was horse collar-ish at the 38.
Referee Al Bradbury, seems strange, but tackling by the hair, 100% legal.
Tackling by the hair had to be addressed because we were having longer hair come out the back. So what we treated hair is the same as the jersey. So grabbing the jersey is legal. I know that some of you could say, well, it's like a horse collar because you're grabbing like that, but we have specific things for the jersey. You don't want to tinker with the helmet and have people putting their hair inside the helmet, making the helmet fit improperly, and then we'd have all kinds of issues that way as well. So tackling by the hair, if it's out, is legal.
Janarian Grant gave the little flip to Lucky Whitehead, and it worked for a bit. And the Riders see a little tougher field position for their defense,
well,
the 38 first and 10.
It was special teams that swung open the gate when the Riders played the Blue Bombers over there in the Banjo Bowl. If you can remember, they returned a special teams touchdown
Janarian
on
Grant.
Return. Janarian Grant, and that was it. Like, that would open the floodgates. And the Riders have done a good job today in keeping Janarian Grant for making an impact.
Strebler, 12 of 20 for 59 yards. Andrew Harris, 6 carries for 54 yards so far. Bunch formation to the right, handed off to Harris. Right side, corralled by Micah Johnson, and he is not going anywhere after that. Micah reached out and just latched onto him after 2 yards.
Well, Micah Johnson puts a clinic on how to shed a blocker versus Michael Couture, and then he gets in on Andrew Harris's tackle. Here's one of the things I think the Winnipeg Blue Bombers need to do. They need to start running guys into around the tackle box and running them into the flats, because that's what's given Saskatchewan trouble in the past. I'm not sure why they're not doing it. Maybe they're saving it to the fourth quarter, but they need to do something here. They keep finding themselves in this second and seven situation. It's going to be a long day.
Second and seven, as Luke mentioned, from the 41-yard line. Riders love to blitz in this scenario. They'll bring a fifth man here, and the whistle goes. Zero on the play clock.
Time count violation.
Yes.
Winnipeg, number 17. It's a 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
Look at Purifoy dancing away, saying, get back 5 yards. Purifoy's having a good time.
Well, Purifoy knows that the farther back this goes, the higher his percentage of chance at an interception.
Unless you hit him right in the stomach.
Yeah, of course. Unless you throw it right to him.
Two dropped interceptions for Strebler in this half of football. This a must pass down at second and 12 from the 36. Three receivers to the short side. Four man rush. Strebler feels some pressure. Standing up, gunning down deep for Nick Dembski. Dembski holds off Ganey at the 25. What a tremendous catch for 49 yards.
Yeah, Ganey's coming on a post route all the way from the left side, and Ed Ganey is trying to play it for the interception. So what Ed Ganey's doing is he's judging when the ball's going to come down, and he's trying to break in front of Dembski, but Dembski is very sneaky. He boxes him out.
Four men to the boundary. They set up a little hitch screen. It was not there. Strebler's going to run 30, and he'll just throw it away with Cam Judge in pursuit. Incomplete.
And just to go back to that,
yeah,
what Dembski does is he uses his body, slows down a little bit, and uses his body to shield Ganey off, and that's how he was able to bring in the catch. But that now they're looking at second and 10 again.
What a tremendous grab from the former Rider with a great cover man and Ed Ganey right on. Yeah, absolutely. That was a second and 13. They bombed it down for officially 49 or 50 yards. 50 yards officially. Second and 10 from the 24. Bombers down 8. Here comes a blitz at 7. Strebler, pressure at the right. Fumble! AC Leonard with the sack. It's fumbled! 9-9 with the sack.
And the Riders come up with it. It's going
it's
the other way.
It's Rider football!
AC Leonard's been trying to time these off the edge all game. He gets it right this time. Strebler gives it up. Riders, Zach Evans recovers it. Turnovers are season-defining at this stage of the game, folks.
Mike Adams is injured. The QB sack brought to you by Mako. Had a collision of your own. Want to get it perfect again? Better get Mako. Adam nursing something in his left arm. He looks real bad shape. But the Riders are in great shape. A near certain point situation. Sack, fumble, Riders football. first and 10 from their 29. A.C. Leonard.
Well,
fifth sack of the year, pardon me.
This is just great get off by A.C. Leonard. Poor ball security by Chris Strebler. First down, Riders.
Double tight end formation. Williams, Lambert, and Naaman motion to the short side. They'll run it with Powell. Dodge the man in the backfield. Dodge Drake Nevis again. Oh, and a third man's got him. It's Jake Thomas. And this is going to be a loss of 6 or 7 as there was nowhere for Powell to go.
Dan Clark, it's another play by Jake Thomas. And that's a guy I don't think gets enough love in this league.
I look back to a guy like Keith Shulligan, the way he plays and the way Shulligan was, you know, set off being physical to using his moves. So it's something that you have to prepare for, and you're in for a long day against that Winnipeg defense.
Yeah, it's a good job by number 95, Jake Thomas, just continuing to work, and he gets blocked initially, but because he keeps battling and finds his way up front, he eventually runs into Powell, who's cut all the way back and manages to get in on a TFL, and despite the huge turnover, Riders already 2nd and 16.
Three receivers to the right, ball about the middle of the field. Bombers bring 5 with 7 blockers. Fajardo has time. Fajardo going to scramble, but there's no room to do so. Down right around the 20-yard line, Jake Thomas again.
Yeah, there's just nothing open. Plays. There's nothing open in the secondary. Great job by the Bombers. They took every option away from Cody Fajardo, and eventually his pocket breaks down. He can't get out of it, and they really managed to get off scot-free after turning the ball over in a tough spot.
Quickly to Michael Ball on the sidelines for an injury update.
Looks like Adam's okay, guys. Just a stinger in his left shoulder.
It looked nasty. Thank you for that, Ballsy. John Ryan on to punt from his own 21-yard line. So the Riders get the turnover, keep points off the board, aren't able to do much with it, and Ryan has a chance to unleash one. Grant at his 41, just inside the numbers, 45 down. Lucchese Purifoy with the tackle. Ballsy sideline reports for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. Go to break for Vaderstad and McDougal Auctioneers. 5:33 remains in the third quarter. Riders up 11-3 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 5:33 remains at Mosaic Stadium in the third quarter, I should say. Riders 11, Bombers 3 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Luke and I are here for Redhead Equipment. Bombers getting the ball, got a 50-yard catch from Nick Dembski last drive. The turnover, thankfully for the Riders, they've been able to do some stuff here in the third quarter.
There's been a couple of occasions now, a couple big plays from both wide receiver fronts. Shaq Evans with a 50-yard bomb down the sideline completion that turned into a field goal, and then Dembski's that turned into a turnover. So it's been bend but don't break for these defenses.
49-yard line of the Bombers, 1st and 10. Darvin Adams, wide receiver to the short side. Nick Marshall playing 10 yards off and inside him a bit. Hand off to Dembski, left side. Bounces outside, and he's down at the 51-yard line. Dembski lined up as the running back. Andrew Harris is on the field. It'll be a pickup of 2.
That's where I don't understand why Lapo tries all this fancy stuff and trying to confuse guys. You are what you are. Right, don't hide the fact that you got to go through Andrew Harris. Own that fact. Throwing Dembski in there to take running back reps isn't doing you any favors.
Harris is a pretty good receiver when you put him out in that slot. Maybe we'll see. Maybe he's setting something up. 2nd and 8 from the 51. 4 receivers wide. 4-man pressure. Strebler has time. He'll scramble. 55. Bang by Solomon Elamimian at midfield. And down. It'll be 3rd and a long 3 as they continue to contain Strebler scrambling.
And this is just a fantastic tackle from one of the all-time best at doing it, Solomon Elamimian. Perfect form, down near the legs, off the field.
His 4th tackle of the game, Solomon Elamimian, continues to be a force. 809 now in his career, wobbling kick. Caught at the 15-yard line by Thigpen, 20. Second man misses as well, out at the 25-yard line. Justin Medlock with the punt. And Thigpen with the return. We're going to take a short break. 4:14 remains here in the quarter. After that 40-yard punt, the Riders will get the ball up 11-3 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Four 4:14 left in the third quarter. Riders up 11-3. First two meetings between these two teams, we counted Willie Jefferson with 8 quarterback pressures and 2 sacks. I don't think, Luke, we've said Willie Jefferson's name 2 times this game.
Well, I don't think they've said Willie Jefferson's name in the last 3 weeks. He comes into this game with the previous 2 without a sack. So they've done a good job neutralizing the Winnipeg Blue Bomber playmaker thus far. Winnipeg's still going to move him around, though. They're going to keep putting him in the middle on the pass rush situations. But, again, Winnipeg's neutralized the Saskatchewan pass rush as well. Charleston Hughes has gotten nowhere near the quarterback.
Fajardo's been sacked 4 times, but yes, not by Jefferson, who's not on the field for this play. 1st and 10, Fajardo jumps the pass, completed to Kyron, 30, break a tackle, stays on his feet, 35, and down at the 36-yard line, flagged down on the far, far side of the field near the original line of scrimmage. Kyron has the distance for a first down, but the penalty will go against the Riders.
Well, first, the referee...
Legal interference blocking downfield, Saskatchewan number 85. It's a 10-yard penalty.
I'm sorry?
The repeat first down.
Not sure how the ball carrier is blocking downfield, but
that
okay.
That can't be. Yeah, you wonder if they meant 82.
Kyron, oddly, you get called for a pick on a play where you were the targeted receiver. Odd, but tell me how you run an effective pick move.
Well, really just run to the nearest hip of whoever you're picking and flash your hand like the ball's coming to you. So if you show your hand, then they wouldn't call a flag. But if you don't show your hands, then it's a pick interference.
That wasn't a penalty. I didn't think that was a penalty watching it.
Nah, yeah, me neither.
And it's now 1st and 20. Which in this game may as well be 1st and 400.
Hey, Fajardo converted the 1st and 20 last week.
Yeah, that was against Toronto, though.
Just saying. 3-by-2 formation, 5 men coming. Fajardo picked up nicely by Powell. Deep for Shaq, underthrown, though. And Shaq wrestles Winston Rose to the ground and falls incomplete.
Yeah, that's Shaq Evans-Winston Rose battle's going full tilt. Winston Rose has made a couple plays. Shaq Evans has made a couple plays. And it's exciting just... continuing to watch them battle as the fourth quarter approaches here. And if it continues on like this for both teams, the fourth quarter is going to be a heck of a ride.
With Shaq Evans, I don't know that I expected to see it this season. They are not afraid of any boundary corner with Shaq Evans on their
Why
side.
Why would you be?
It's proven out to be a pretty good strategy. 2nd and 20 from the 15. 4-man pressure. Little screen pass. Oh, in through Powell's hands. Through the defensive end's hands, or Big Hill's hands, who is engaged with Brendan Labatt, incomplete and 3rd down.
Yeah, and this is actually a good call, because if Powell manages to get this screen roped in, they've got a chance to at least get 8 yards and cut the distance in half. But 3rd and 20, they'll be punting, and if there's any time for John Ryan to show off that leg, it's now.
The number one gross punter in the league. He can certainly turn it on. He's got an opportunity here. He'll direct it to the numbers at the 50 is where Grant, 55, first man missed. Still alive, down at the 50-yard line. So they'll net 35 yards off of that. Bombers set up pretty nicely for this drive. Riders holding an 11-3 lead. 45-yard punt, 11 yards on the return. And just to keep going with the numbers, 3:15 left here in the third quarter. And Luke, that uneasy feeling I told you about on Monday about this game still exists, because this could go any way.
Well, I mean, the more and longer that Winnipeg hangs around, the better their chances, obviously.
As impotent as their offense has been, they pulled out a 50-yard play to Dembski. Fake the handoff. Strebler on a roll to his left. Dumps it off. It's Whitehead at the 42. Still alive. 35. 30. Tries to run through a tackle, and he is down. Lucius Purifoy has him at the 27-yard line, 22 yards from Whitehead.
And for some reason, the farther that the wide receivers for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers ran, the more that the secondary went with them, and that allowed Lucky Whitehead to be perfectly open.
5 riders coming on 1st and 10. Strebler looks like he's going to run. He's now tucked at 25, goes to the sideline, forced out by Judge. Strebler with a pickup of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5. Michael Ball on the sidelines. Talk to John Ryan.
Yeah, it's been a field possession game, guys. John Ryan will always kick it to the Riders sideline in this game because of the wind, and he's been told by the coach to have control punts, so everything will be end over end.
And he's been doing a tremendous job of that so far. 2nd and 5 from the 22 as the Bombers huddle up. We can thank Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. 2:20 left in the third quarter. Riders up 8. Bombers in territory. Thrown. Completed. There's the first target for Lawler. Lawler sliding down, making the grab. Mm. And that will be enough for a Bombers first down at the 13.
Kenny Lawler just sitting down in between L.J. McCray and Derek Moncrief. And not the best throw, but it's a throw that manages to get to Lawler. And they got a first down on the 19.
It's one that looked inaccurate with the backer inside. That's actually a decent throw from Strebler. Like Luke mentioned, 13-yard line. They're anticipating run, hole on the left side. Caught and down. Micah Johnson with the tackle after no gain from Harris.
Right about now is when they try to get Harris on a wheel route, so they'll run him in the flats and then they'll run him up the sidelines, and this is probably the area that they'd look to do that. So if you're the Riders, you got to look out for that. But it's 2nd and 10 right now, and at this point you don't want Strebler being able to break out of the pocket. You want to keep him in there, and definitely don't want him running up the middle.
That may be the best thing this defense has done all game, is keep Strebler in the pocket. 9 carries for 30 yards. 2nd and 10. 3-man rush. Strebler has time to the end zone. That's going to be tipped and picked off. Ed Gainey with the pick in the back of the end zone. Flag down. Derek Moncrief was lining that up for the interception. Gainey picked it off. And once again, scoring position, there is a flag down, is turned back as the Riders force a turnover.
Richard Kent, as a coach, is there anything better than seeing your guys take points off the board?
Nothing better. I mean, you're in the, we call it the win zone, where, you know, we're going to win the game based on whether we give up touchdowns or field goals down there. And then when you get a takeaway down there, it really amplifies the positivity for your team and gives a big shot in the arm for all the momentum. That was a play. It was a great play by Ed. He's overlapping in zone there. He's a high player on the outside third, and he's overlaps to the middle third in the seam, and had a great quarterback read. Nothing better than that.
Mike Edom.
When they're driving the ball, you understand they're having success. Now it's just time to dig deeper. I understand, okay, we got to put up 2 or 3 good plays to get up the field. And I think those are the times that, you know, leaders step up, and I think Gainey did a good job in stepping up and taking points off the board.
If this is pass interference in the end, it's going against the Riders. No!
After the interception, major foul, blindside block, Saskatchewan number 21. Oh. It'll be probably half the distance to the goal from the 25. First down, Saskatchewan.
The turnover stands. Another big play from the Riders defense. Their 21st forced turnover of the season.
I'll say it again. Turnovers are season defining at this point of the year. And that's Strebler's 2nd. And this is just an irresponsible throw. This is as easy as it gets for Ed Gainey, who hasn't gotten many opportunities and interceptions this year. Makes good on that one. That's his 2nd of the year. Now the Riders got to get something going here. There's been a couple times where they've managed to make big plays. They've gotten some turnovers, but they've gotten nothing out of it offensively. Let's see if they can convert this one.
Because they started bad field position, right, from their own 12-yard line. 1st and 10, empty the backfield. Here come 4. Fajardo gunning for Naaman High, and dropped interception by the Bombers in return. Alexander.
All right, I'm going to say this. If he does another one of these, Cody Fajardo, his wife does not get to ever come to a game again. Because
he had the juice on that ball.
This is not the Cody we're used to seeing.
Naaman was open. He just sailed it maybe 8-10 inches too high. And Brandon Alexander kicking himself for missing the interception. 30 seconds left in the quarter as Fajardo makes the calls. 5-4-3 on the play clock. 2nd and 10, Fajardo looking to his left, across the middle under pressure, caught by Kyron, broke a tackle, broke a 2nd one down at the 20-yard line. They get some yardage.
Well, make it 7. They go with the far referee spot. They don't. It's 3rd and 2, and let's see what they're going to do. They'll probably punt this, but again.
Yeah. Play in the field position.
You know what? You can't even blame Stephen McAdoo. That call was the perfect call, because if Cody makes a good throw, then the Riders have a first down on the very first play. Unfortunately, it put them behind schedule. They ended up in 2nd and 10, and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, again, avoiding disaster after a turnover.
This should be the last play of the third quarter. A John Ryan punt from his own 20-yard line. The officials will take an extra moment. And Saskatchewan calls a timeout, really, with 16 seconds on the play clock. Lucius Purifoy grabs his helmet, runs onto the field. 4-8, they had just 11 on the field.
And I'll tell you what, that's a focus penalty, first of all, and that is potentially detrimental wherein you use one of your timeouts for logistical reasons.
Yeah, you don't have the timeout. May make you less likely to challenge. Ryan's low spinning punt taken at the 49 on the fly by Grant midfield. 50, 45, Grant still going, made a man miss, 40, 35. Great return from Janarian Grant off the low line driving punt. And the Bombers are set up again, so we wait to see exactly how they will turn it over to the Riders one more time. That is the story of the third quarter, is the turnovers for Quality Tire and Young's Equipment. Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan, online at qualitytire.ca. A nail biter here at Mosaic. Riders 11, Bombers 3. We're back after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Minutes to go. They've been a pretty good first 45. 11-3, the Riders lead. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender, wherever you are on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, thank you so much for tuning in for an incredibly important game. If you hadn't heard, the Calgary Stampeders lost earlier today. They are 9-5. The Bombers are 9-5. The Riders at 9-4. The winner of this game takes first place in the West and the season series. Enormous, enormous stakes. Bombers first and 10 from the Rider 33. Blitz coming, they'll hand it off. Harris left side. Doesn't break any tackles. He's down at the 30-yard line as, is that A.C. Leonard on the tackle?
Well, A.C. Leonard doesn't get in on the tackle.
Charleston
but one of
Hughes,
the things
pardon
he
me.
Does do well is he sets an edge on the defense. He doesn't allow Andrew Harris to bounce that outside. Andrew's forced to run between the guard and the tackle, where all of A.C. Leonard's help is.
Yes, Charleston Hughes on the tackle on that one. 3-9, not 9-9. As Hughes approaches a career high in tackles. I believe that's one in the game for number 42 on the season. Career high of 46. Four-man pressure for Strebler. On second and six, dumps it off to Harris. 30. Doesn't break any tackles. Surely wrapped up by Solomon Elamimian for minimal gain and third down.
This is just a fantastic job by Solomon Elamimian and Derek Moncrief. As soon as Andrew Harris leaks out of the pocket, they know that he's going for a pass. They attack downfield, and the result is no gain and Medlock kicking for three. Fantastic defensive IQ from both linebackers for the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
If you're somehow a Bomber fan listening, at least they didn't turn it over. 37-yard field goal attempt for Medlock to make this a five-point game. Ball down, kick up, and it is good. 13:30 remaining. Riders 11, Bombers 6, a five-point game. Now a touchdown is everything to both these teams as Lucius Purifoy limps off, favoring that left leg.
Well, Luchez is limping off. He'll be all right. But I'll tell you what, Mike Edom, if Mike Edom's hurt, he needs to yield and let Jacob Dearborn take over, because there's a couple of opportunities that Mike had, especially on the special team side of the ball, to make a tackle, and he just didn't look like he wanted to invest physically. So if he's hurting, the least they might want to do is take him off specials.
Riders elect to take the ball. They will do so in a double tight end formation. First and 10 from the 35. Handed off. It's William Powell trying the left side. Open 40. 45-yard line. Dragged down about the 46-yard line by Rios. 10-yard pickup and a Riders first down.
And that's what you want to see if you're the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Go back to what you know. You have a great offensive lineman, the offensive line that loves to be physical. Pound the rock.
Purifoy now William Powell now 9 carries for 42 yards, still with a double tight end from the left hash. Williams-Lambert in the slot to the right. No targets as of yet. Fajardo was looking there. Won't find it. Has to scramble. Jeffcoat and chase. Fajardo just throws it away smartly. Incomplete. And it'll be second down.
Well, this is also smart football by the Bombers. They've done a great job at neutralizing Fajardo when he's wanted to use his legs and get out of the pocket. It's part of the reason why one of the main reasons why Fajardo's been struggling, I think, a little bit is that he hasn't managed to make those plays with his legs that seem to relax him a lot more in the pocket.
Yeah, he has the one big one, right? But 7 for 38 from Fajardo on the ground in this game. Second and 10 from the 45. Back to a 5-receiver set. Fajardo calling for a new play. Bombers put 5 on the line. A 6 coming in Big Hill. 7-man protection. Fajardo guns. Naaman Roosevelt threw his hands. He was stumbling, well, and it's incomplete.
I'm not sure that they shouldn't hit Naaman with a. They might want to use a challenge flag. You can challenge pass interference, can you not? Because
Naaman signaling, we want you to challenge.
The defensive back got in here really early, and Naaman was going down.
Will Dickinson,
as the ball was thrown, and I don't think Dickinson's looking to challenge this at all.
Pardon me, Luke. Would Dickinson have done it if he had that second timeout?
He might have.
Instead of having to burn it for Luchez needing to get on a punt team. Because Naaman really thought he was interfered with. And nothing is done yet.
Well, is the league gonna?
He's thrown the challenge flag now. Yep,
oh,
Dickinson has dropped it at the 45.
I didn't think the league would have done it.
Dickinson going to talk and saying, yeah, we want the challenge for pass interference.
Saskatchewan is challenging for pass interference on number 82. The play will be reviewed.
Craig, when you challenge, how do you measure the quality of the payoff and when it's enough?
The payoff for me is it's got to be points, and it's got to be where those points make a noticeable difference. So they give you a 2-possession lead, or those points make a 2-possession game, a 1-possession game. Everything that I'm thinking strategy-wise is how can I get the game if we're trailing to a 1-possession game, and if we're winning, how can I extend it to a 2-possession game?
I'll tell you what, I mean, it's looking very, this is a huge down, because right now it looks like first touchdown wins.
For the challenge, we are going to break. Command Center reviews are for Nelson Motors and Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redvers, and Oxbow. Visit them, nelsonmotors.com. Riders looking for a first down via challenge, up 5 points with 12 to go on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. I hope you had the under. 11-6, the Riders with the lead. 12-12 remains here in the fourth quarter. Riders 5-point lead, looking for a pass interference call on a target to Naaman Roosevelt. Luke, when I looked up, I just saw him stumbling, looked like coming out of a break. I wondered if he was helped to stumble.
Well, that's what it looked like. It definitely looked like the defensive back got in on some contact, and if he did stumble, it didn't make it any easier. Not sure why it's taking this long.
The punt team is on the middle of the field. Thad Coleman started walking out, signaling, yeah, that's going against them. But Toronto's still waiting to weigh in on this, on the review.
After review, pass interference, Winnipeg number 14. The first down on the 54-yard line going in.
Naaman Roosevelt draws the pass interference call from Marcus Sales. Good challenge from Coach Dickinson. He keeps the challenge and his lone remaining timeout, and the Riders get first and 10 now from the Bombers' 54-yard line.
He's as cool as a cucumber, Coach Dickinson. I'll tell you what, in the big moment, a lot of coaches would have thrown that challenge flag out near the mosaic sign. He just sort of casually dropped it, right? Like, figure out the challenge this one. No big deal. Huge moment. Goes the Riders' way.
First and 10, left hash mark. 5-receiver set. 3 receivers into the short side. Bombers showing blitz again. They show 6. Fajardo gunning. Caught. 45. 40. Naaman Roosevelt blown up at the 40-yard line by Alexander. He's got 14 and a Riders first down.
Yeah, this is a good play call by Stephen McAdoo, or just a good concept, really. Run guys off and then sneak one underneath. And that was Naaman for the first down.
3 receivers wide. Naaman is in the slot to the boundary. Little run pass option. Fajardo throws complete to Naaman. Bounced out at the 30-yard line. Close to another first down. They mark him at the 30, and that should be, waiting the signal, another Riders first down.
And if it's not, it's a second and about an inch.
They do signal second and an inch.
And here again, DT, I'm taking a shot if I'm Saskatchewan right now. I'm going for the end zone, and it's one of those plays where if Cody can't find open target, you just put it all the way into Pill Country.
Cody's in shotgun for the moment. He will now come under center into a sneak formation, and he will just try to plow it up the middle. Stuffed nicely by Winnipeg. Mm. He's able to spin and fall down on Thad Coleman. Fajardo's got the yardage. And now the first down, but Thad Coleman took a little beating there.
And shout out to Willie Jefferson. We haven't called his name, but he makes it incredibly difficult for Fajardo to get this down. And Shaq Evans is screaming. I think Shaq wanted them to take a shot as well.
Just under 11 to go here in the fourth quarter. Shaq set the wide receiver to the boundary side. Blitz coming from depth. Stops. Fajardo taking that shot. It's Shaq in the end zone. Flag down. Touchdown, Shaq Evans. He got it on Winston Rose. Flag in the area of pass interference.
Well, I guess that's why Shaq was so animated the play before. This young man is starting to feel like he's untouchable. And it's looking that way. The Riders get the first touchdown of the game.
Illegal interference blocking downfield before the ball is caught. Oh. Saskatchewan number 19. Oh. It's a 10-yard penalty. Remains first down.
Take it off the board. Corey Watson called for illegal interference.
Al Bradbury, the flag comes out super late, and it's from the official who's nearest the touchdown catch, and it looks like he turns and very deliberately throws it back toward the field of play. Why is that?
This penalty is on the offense is only a penalty if the pass is caught beyond the line of scrimmage. So when he sees this initial contact of 19 running over his defender, and even though the ball goes to the other side, the penalty is there only if the ball's caught. If the ball wasn't caught, we don't call that penalty. So it seems like a late, and that's why he's throwing in that direction.
Corey Watson, you're the number 19 referenced here. Watching it again, that just seemed like a football play that you made.
Considering the rule, I get it, but it was so far away from the play that it didn't. It had no effect on the play, so why is there an issue? But I get it. It's a rule, and I mean, Big Hill knew the rule well enough to run to his coach and tell him to review it. So, yeah, it's unfortunate.
If that had anything to do with the play, Shaq still deserves full credit for a tremendous catch against the leading intercepting defensive back in the league. Shaq is just, he is just a stud. Look at that. Just pushes Rose off
a
just
bit of
a hair.
Hand fighting there.
What a tremendous catcher of the football. Oh, taken off because of the Watson penalty. It'll be first and 20 now from the 40, and the Riders still field goal range for them as they hold a five-point lead. We'll see. Maybe they go back to Shaq. They set it up four receivers wide, only Shaq to the boundary. Cody loves taking shots here. He looks to that boundary side. Late blitzer coming, thrown a little bit behind Naaman, and as he goes to the ground, it's incomplete. A drop from Naaman, and it'll be second and 20, and it'll be first and 30.
Well.
Yeah, holding call coming against the...
Holding. Saskatchewan number 65.
Oh,
it's 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Taryn Vaughn dinged for the holding call, and Willie Jefferson doing a little flex. Instead of setting... They could have had second and 20, but... The Bombers smartly making this first and 30, moving the Riders back just to the 50-yard line. Pardon me.
Where did the drive start?
I'm going to have to go to John because it's been a while. At the 35-yard line. There we go.
So they've just...
And now they're just marching it backward. Cody, what do you got for first and 30? You did first and 20 last week. Three-man pressure. Powell does a great job to pick out the blitz. Fajardo is going to run. He's got to beat Adam Big Hill. He does. Takes a shot and then a second shot. Oh, heavens.
Just took the slide.
Took
son.
The stick from Nick Taylor, and then Brandon Alexander lays the beat down. And Luke, you said it. Just slide. Fajardo picks up 9.
Ultimately, you're going to want at least 8 yards here and make this a comfortable field goal attempt for Brett Lowther.
He's hit from 48 and 49 mm-hmm. tonight. This is about 48.
Well, some of it, yeah, and the 49-yarder would have gone 61. by the way, it hit Pilsner Hill Place.
Got to use some time. 5-4 on the play clock. Fajardo. Straight drop. Blitz coming. Oh, he crushed. He throws Shaq at the sidelines out at the 26-yard line. Shaq throws it away in disrespect. He's saying incomplete. Stepped out of bounds. Made the catch, but on the sideline. Shaq is surprised by that. And it'll be third down and a long field goal attempt for Brett Lowther.
And another occasion where Fajardo just...
Oh, yep.
Peeling himself off the turf after being knocked down. And what was the first touchdown of the game and something that looked like it might just be out of the Blue Bombers' hands now remains very close.
Challenge coming from the Riders. They showed the replay. As Shaq catches the ball, 1 foot is on the ground. Does he have possession of it before he puts his second foot down? Second foot clearly comes down on the sideline, but did he have possession before that foot came down?
Pass. The play will be reviewed.
This is the Riders' last challenge, and they potentially sacrificed their last timeout for a shorter field goal attempt.
Craig, this was an interesting challenge because if you're successful, it's not going to get you a first down.
That one was a tough one, I got to be honest with you, Derek. I was not sure what to do on that because we were in field goal range, but it was a long field goal. It would have been almost a 50-yarder. And they had a guy back there, number 80, that little punt returner that was super good.
Janarian Grant.
Yes. So I was really nervous about trying a long field goal. We were going to kick the long field goal, but I thought, boy, if I could get this challenge, it turns it into a 34-yard field goal and not a 49-yard field goal. Winnipeg had to score a touchdown to beat us, and I just didn't feel like they could do it with their offense. Our defense was playing well, but they could with Janarian Grant, so I was really concerned about kicking a long field goal with that guy back there.
Command Center review for Nelson Motors and Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redvers, and Oxbow. Visit them, nelsonmotors.com. 9:04 remains in the fourth quarter, 11-6 Riders. Challenge pending on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 9:04 remains here in the fourth quarter. Riders up 11-6, challenging that Shaq Evans made a reception on the near boundary. It was second and 21. Ruled incomplete on the field. The catch will not give them a first down, but will give them, Luke, a shorter than a 49-yard field goal attempt.
Yeah, this is obviously a lot of confidence from Craig Dickinson here, believing that this was a catch, because what they're trying to do is they're just trying to make it a lot easier for Lowther. Take some mileage off that leg.
I'm not sure I would do this. He's hit from 49 and 48, 3 for 3 on the day. Certainly it's a easier field goal attempt, as we will get the call.
After review, the pass is complete. It'll be third down at the 26-yard line.
So they get 16 yards on the Shaq Evans catch to make it a shorter field goal attempt. They are out of challenges now, which in a 5-point game, I would love to have a challenge, but... Like Luke said, easier field goal attempt for Lowther. He'll plant it at the 34-yard line.
This is a game where points are hard to come by. So at this point, make sure you get all as many points as you can, even though they're just field goals.
The question of is it worth it for something he might hit 10% more often will be the one we come down to. High snap, handled well by Ryan Lowther. Kick is up, and it is good. 8:45 left in the fourth quarter. Riders 14. Bombers 6. Field goal for Western Pizza. $9 off any large pizza at all participating Western Pizza locations next Tuesday.
And you don't think that was a big field goal? All the defense came out there, and the first thing they did is congratulate Brett Lowther. So obviously a challenge that was well worth it for them. And right now, the Bombers being down 8. I don't know if I just feel like if the Riders stop them here, it might be out of their reach.
They're not what we would think is a comeback offense.
No.
Which, great news for this Rider. And the Rider defense has been killing them. Let's be fair. First and 10 for the 35. Strebler dumps it underneath the Harris at the 37. 40. Nick Dembski, 45-yard line behind the line of scrimmage, and takes it for a gain of about 10.
Yeah, unfortunately for Derek Moncrief and Luchez Purifoy, they just overrun. They actually played this well, but they overrun the tackle on Dembski. He manages to get up the inside and get the first down. He might have been tackled for about a 2-yard gain had they not overplayed it.
This segment of the game for Nutrien and AGCO, also Quality Tire and Seedmaster. 8 minutes to go, first and 10. Little delay from the officials. Ball at the Bomber 45-yard line. Strebler, 16 of 26. Make that now 17 of 27 as it will update. 150 yards passing. Really has been contained in his running. 9 carries for 30 yards. His longest carry has been 5 yards in this game.
Spotlight on Andrew Harris. He needs to be accounted for anywhere he goes.
To Strebler's right. He'll stay in the block and pick up Charleston Hughes. Strebler trying to scramble. Through A.C. Leonard, spun down. That may be a face mask on A.C. Leonard. Strebler stopped at the 47-yard line after a pickup of a couple. Oh, it absolutely is a face mask on Leonard, unfortunately.
Major foul, face mask, Saskatchewan number 99. 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down.
You said penalties. 15-yard penalty. And the Bombers are into Rider territory.
And just to just shows you how important it is, because again, when you look at this game and the fact that if you stop him here, it might be it. It's just ill time.
You can grind a lot of clock with a good William Powell drive, right? Yeah, stop here, showing blitz. Hand it to Harris. Big hole. 45. Oh, he ran right into a tackler at the 40. He cut outside right into a tackler and a little extra push as well. Harris gets 7 yards.
Yeah.
Could have had more, it looked like.
Well, if Harris just puts his head down and runs people over like we're used to seeing before his suspension, he gets a first down and more, but he cuts up, and now the Bombers are at second and three.
Charbel DeBeer off, Zach Evans on for this second and three. Strebler clapping, handing to Harris, puts his head down over Moncrief, bowls forward for the first down, the pickup of 4, down to the Rider 36.
That's more of what you're used to right there. And as a matter of fact, if Moncrief plays this more aggressively, he might have gotten in and stopped Harris cold here. But Moncrief sort of hesitates as soon as the ball is snapped, and he's not able to get in on the tackle from the edge position he was at on time. It's first and 10. Bombers.
From the Rider 36-yard line, 6:36 on the clock. One score game. Lucky Whitehead isn't sure what to do with that boundary wide receiver spot. Strebler, straight drop, throws quickly, a little hook pattern, underthrown to Dembski, but caught at the 33-yard line. The tackle quickly from Ed Gainey after a pickup of 2, maybe 3.
Yeah, and really they're lucky that Strebler threw this ball low and Dembski had to get down to get it, because if they throw this right on the money, Dembski's able to catch this and run, because Ed Gainey's giving him about 15 yards of space. Second and 8.
Pardon me, Luke. It was Kenny Lawler on the catch. I led you astray on that one.
Well, either way, it was a low ball.
Yeah. And where it's a completion, but the not being accurate really costs you. From the 34, second and 8. Whitehead running a little streak pattern. Strebler looking deep for Dembski. Picked off one-handed by McCray at the goal line. Dembski was breaking free. LJ McCray.
Oh.
OBJ one-handed that for the interception. Mike Edom.
Fortunately, they ran a post corner, so LJ trusted out of being the post, and he didn't overplay it. So when he snapped it on the corner, LJ just played it beautifully. And obviously with the one-hand interception, that might have been probably one of the best interceptions of the year.
Yeah, we don't see a lot of catches like that one.
No. That was a huge play, and you know what? I think it sealed the game. It kind of helped seal the game for us, so that was a big play by LJ.
Jason Shivers.
He played his technique perfect. I mean, it was like watching him and the drills that him and Coach Kent do every day before practice starts. And he makes those one-hand catches in practice. I mean, he has some strong mitts there. But I couldn't be more excited for him to make a highlight reel type play.
Another turnover for the Riders. And with a good drive. The fat lady's not singing, but she's probably warming up.
What in the holy heck are we seeing with these catches today?
This is just a fantastic interception from L.J. McCray. It doesn't get any better than this. And that's the other thing. If, like I said, if L.J. doesn't pick this off,
yeah,
two other Riders do.
The deep ball foils the Bombers again. 5:40 remaining. Riders trapped in their own end, but they didn't give up any points. 14-6, they lead on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 5:40 remains in this game. The Riders 14, the Bombers 6. L.J. McCray with a ridiculous interception, one-handed, sets the Riders up. One, stops the Bomber drive. Two, sets the Riders up first and 10 from their own 7. Fajardo in shotgun, looking quickly. It's Corey Watson, a little behind him at the 15. Alexander on the tackle. Watson with a pickup of about 8, and we understand a little bit of rain coming down and here at Mosaic.
Great recognition by Watson. All the receivers here understand that the Bombers are sending the house, and they all cut their routes short, turn around to give Cody Fajardo 2 or 3 targets to hit.
Albert Awachi and Dakota Shepley on as they bring on that jumbo package.
I'm telling you, if the Riders kick a field goal here, at minimum, they win the game.
Well, they'd have to eat up a fair bit of time to get down there, right? You just want to 5 minutes on the clock, just burn it all down. Second and 1 from the 16, Fajardo. Under center, he's going to try wide to left edge, flag down, killing the play. And it looks like it's going to go against the Bombers, at least the head official was signaling Bombers.
Procedure,
oh.
Saskatchewan number 66. It's a 5-yard penalty, this is still just, second down.
That's
this
bad.
Is just absolutely ridiculous from the green and white. There's been a few penalties here today that are just... Unfortunately, they're the penalties that separate the good teams from the great ones.
Darius,
I can't put it any better than that.
Yeah, Darius Blade caught for procedure, so turns a second and 1 near guaranteed sneak into a second and 6 from the 11. And can you really give up 5 yards in this space? 4-man rush, Fajardo looking to the field. Caught by Kyron at the 18. Oh. He's got the first down, scrambles across the 20. Tackled by Fenner at the 24 for a Riders first down.
Yeah, this is just a fantastic throw by Cody Fajardo, one of his best in the game. And it comes right on time. Kyron Moore makes sure he secures the football, gets what he can, and they move the Riders out of a real tough situation that they were really put in at their own doing.
Yeah, after the McCray interception put them in a bad spot. Now first and 10 from the 24.
Well, the penalty put him in the
and
bad
the,
spot.
Pardon me, the penalty. Yeah, that's okay. That's what you're referring to. Ticking down to 4 minutes remaining here in the game. Fajardo throwing quickly. Jordan Williams-Lambert, first catch. Fumbles forth for a few more yards. Got the first down at the 37. Yep. And the clock keeps rolling.
Quick slant right in front of Chandler Fenner. And he converts it. That's one of the things I don't like about that Bomber defense is I hate how they got Chandler Fenner out there at the wide side corner. I love him as a linebacker or a halfback, but they obviously see something in Sales Taylor and Marcus Rios or Kyrie Wilson.
Fenner, actually, he's their leading tackler in that
but
field
he's
corner,
an
which
absolute
is
a baller.
Yeah. Unusual to see a cornerback lead you in tackles. 3:30 on the clock. Fajardo throwing as they attempt to kill the clock. Shaq at the 44 gets forward to the 45-yard line and a pickup of 9, and the clock should get down to the 3-minute warning.
And you're starting to see the Winnipeg secondary now get real antsy. They're starting to jump routes, and so this opens them up. If Stephen McAdoo sees that, if you can protect the quarterback, you might be able to get a hitch and go because of the way these cornerbacks are starting to attack the football. That time, Marcus Sales, if Fajardo had thrown it to the inside slot receiver, Marcus Sales was going to pick it and go the other way. Fortunately, he threw it to the outside receiver, and they were able to advance the football. But if they're going to jump it, you got to dial up something else.
This will be the last play before the 3-minute warning, and they were trapped at their 7 in a drive in which they're trying to kill the clock. I'm pretty sure they haven't run the ball on this drive, which is a really interesting way of attacking it.
But here's the deal. The reason they're able to do that is because the Bombers have to play the run. They were probably thinking about it when they were down there.
Brian Bennett in for this sneak. Clock frozen at 3:18. Bennett going to try the right side spin. Still alive. He'll get almost to the 50-yard line. Bennett does a nice job picking up 4 for the Riders' first down as we tick down to 3 minutes remaining.
Yeah, Willie Jefferson, fantastic get off here. And Bladick does just a great job. Jefferson fires off the line right at the snap, and Bladick does all he can to get a hat on number five, and that's what gave Brian Bennett the chance to get to the edge. Good job by the young Darius Bladick.
3-minute warning for Brett Young. Realize your yield potential and with high-performing canola hybrids in the TrueFlex Roundup Ready and Clearfield systems from Brett Young. Riders 14, Bombers 6. Riders trying to run out the clock, take the season series, and take first place in the West. We break for Salford Group, Sask Lotteries, Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, and Young's Equipment. We're back for a great finish on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Exactly 3 minutes remain to decide first place in the CFL's Western Division. The Riders with a 14-6 lead. All the turnovers going their way. They've been able to kill a couple minutes off the clock, driving from their 7 to the 49-yard line is where they go first and 10. Going with 16 left on the clock with it running is interesting. Hook to Shaq, caught, tackle miss, 50, 45, 40. Shaq still running, 30, 20. Shaq is going to score. Shaq Evans, 61-yard touchdown, running into first place for number one.
Oh, man, that's my favorite play as a professional for sure. So I had a hitch, but instead, when I run a hitch, I just run straight vertical. But on this particular play, because we all had hitches, my hitch has to be a little wider. So I took it wide, and I think Winston got, a little excited because he knew I was running a hitch, and he tried to jump it, but I felt that. So when Cody threw it, I jumped in front of him, which, put my body in between him and the ball. So he thought he was going to catch it, but I ended up in front of him, so his hand ended up grabbing my helmet. You could see him, almost twist my helmet off, and I was just able to keep my balance. And then when I looked up and I saw there was just one guy in front of me, I'm like, oh, it's a wrap. Like, he has no chance of tackling me right now. And then once I realized there was nobody left, put the ball in the air, because I knew that was it. Like, game over. Like, the game's a wrap.
Cody Fajardo.
Going back in through that play, my first initial read is supposed to be inside to Naaman, and luckily I did not throw the ball there because I would have thrown a pick six to the halfback's chest. And that was one of those moments where it was really cool to be on the sideline up two possessions and just be able to look up in the stands at Laura and be like, man, we're going to win this game.
And right when I tweet out, it might have gone unnoticed, but Shaq eclipses 1,000 yards. He goes and makes the play of the game. And I'll tell you, like I said last home game, DT, you haven't seen Shaq Evans and Batman in the same room at the same time.
Unbelievable. Breaks the tackles, just keeps on running. The field opened right up for Shaq Evans. My goodness. 5 touchdowns now on the year. He gets the chain, and the Riders have a 2-touchdown lead. My goodness.
Well, that's it. The Bombers don't have the offense to come back from this.
Brett Lowther for the convert to make it a 15-point game. And it is good. Riders 21, Bombers 6. The touchdown drive brought to you by Ibarasa and Sons. When you're working your Barasa off, they're working their Barasa off. Ibarasa.com. Let's go down to Michael Ball.
And the unsung hero in that play, fellas, is Kyran Moore. Because if you see the replay, Shaq starts celebrating at the 20-yard line, and there's a Bomber converging on him, and Kyran Moore puts up a bit of a roadblock at the end so he can punch the ball out. And that was very, very close.
Man, he just loses. Rose kind of jumps for it, right? And then he loses Rios, runs away from Marcus Sales.
And just a fantastic throw.
Right
on the money. Winston Rose overplays it, and Shaq is off to the races.
That has been a tremendous battle within this game. Evans and Rose, and Evans has clearly won it. Man, it has been tremendous. And to your point, Luke, 2:43 remaining.
That's it.
If the Riders were down, I would say, you know what, still a chance.
Yeah, I don't see how they can do it. I mean, Strutler's going to have to throw the football now. Andrew Harris is no longer a factor in this game. It's tough sledding if you're a Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan.
Brett Lowther's kickoff taken by Grant at his 4. Bends outside 10, 15, 20. Judge has him at the 25 and down. They will need 85 yards. Oh, Judges. Judge looks like he took a shot to the head. He is very wobbly, and his limbs are not all going the way they should be. Just have him stay down on the field. That looked nasty.
And Judge is such a tough player, too. That's...
That, ooh, that does not look good when a guy is that wobbly trying to get up. The touchdown drive for the Riders after the L.J. McCray interception. 7 plays, 103 yards, 61-yard touchdown from Shaq. Fajardo, 5 of 5, 103 yards. Every one of the yards through the air. Phenomenal. Phenomenal effort from this team. Injury break in the injury report for WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. And it's a little thing, but Judge gets up from what could be a head injury, and Deshaun Davis, just a natural pat him on the head. And you go, I don't know if we should be doing that.
It looks like there's something wrong with his neck to his shoulder.
A stinger would be great news compared to what it could be. First and 10, Bombers from the 26. Strebler dropping. Fires it to Darvin at the 29. Moncrief tackles him. He gets forward a few more yards. He gets to the 34 for a pickup of 8 with 2:32 remaining.
Yeah, and the Riders are going to be fine with them running crossing routes underneath for the rest of the game. They don't have enough clock to do that.
Second and 2. They give it to Harris. Straight at the middle. Riders love this.
Yeah.
Run the ball all you need. He gets to maybe the 35. I don't even think he got the first down.
Well, that's where you run into the Bombers' deficiency.
Yeah.
This is exactly the point they needed to get them to, where the Bombers had to throw.
Oh, they gave him the first down, really?
Now, Paul Lapolis is lost. Shreveler's in no man's land, and the clock is their enemy.
Two interceptions for Shreveler so far. He throws wide to Dembski, underthrew him at the 42. Even if they rule it a catch, he's robbed of the chance to get any yards after the catch. It'll be a pickup of 7.
And if you're the Riders here, you just... One of the things you might think about doing is jumping some of these throws to the flat. I doubt they're going to go with a hitch and go.
Second and 3 from the 43. Blitz coming. Strebler guns Peterman at the 50. Wrapped up by Nick Marshall and wrestled down at the 51-yard line. Good for a first down with 2:11 on the clock.
And an astute tackle by Nick Marshall, making sure that Peterman doesn't get anywhere near the sidelines.
Three receivers to the short side. Soft six-man rush across the middle, caught by Darvin at the 54-50. Oh, Darvin's running 40-35. Tackled from behind by Derek Moncrief. That's a big gain from Darvin Adams. From the 51 down to the 33. 26 yards and a first down Bombers. 2 minutes left on the clock. Here comes Strebler to the line. AC, Charleston got a good jump. Tipton! Oh, through the hands, another drop pick tipped up by Lucky Whitehead right through Solomon Elamimian's hands. Incomplete second down.
Strebler throws it behind a receiver again, and Solomon Elamimian, for all his perfection, has one fault here. He can't hold on to an absolute gift.
Three dropped interceptions by the Riders in this game.
Needless today to say, three down territories for the Blue Bombers.
Second and 10 from the 33, left hash mark. Three-man rush, six-man in protection. Strebler has time. He's looking for something. Strebler keeping alive. Burn all the clock you need, and he's going to throw it away. Mm-hmm. Incomplete. The coaches in the booth next to us applaud the throwaway because it's third and 10.
Well, the problem is that Strebler looked to his safety net, Andrew Harris, to his right side, and Solomon Elamimi and Derek Moncrief were standing there daring him to throw it to number 33. He couldn't, and that's what finds them in third and 10 here. Game on the line. First place within an earshot.
Got to get the first down. Got to get the touchdown and probably have to go onside with how Saskatchewan is gooning this Winnipeg defense. Third and 10, Strebler claps, three-man rush. Strebler, pressure set, brought down, Mac Henry essentially ends the game.
And a tendency breaker for Mac Henry, who uses a pass rush move to sack the quarterback. number 74, one of the unsung heroes and community partner in Saskatchewan, effectively ends Winnipeg's first down hope, first place hopes.
Quarterback sack brought to you by Mako. Had a collision of your own, want to get it perfect again? Better get Mako. Maybe there's a chance we make Mac Henry the star of the game, but that man curses way too much when you put a microphone in front of him. He's just so excited to be playing football. First down, Riders. All the turnovers going their way. 1:40 to burn off the clock. They'll try it with Powell. He's wrapped up immediately and dropped. Bombers have a timeout. Zero gain on that one, so second and 10. Bombers have a timeout, but Luke, to your point of even before that last drive began, just no chance.
The Bombers, I mean, we could get into all the problems that they have now, but they came in looking at this game as a must-win playoff type of deal, and now that they've lost it, I don't know where you go from here now that you've spun that narrative and really ran it into the ground.
You're going to be essentially two wins back, one plus the tiebreaker of the Riders with three games to go. So this is the end of their hopes of finishing first in the West. It'll be Powell left side and no room for him to run there. He got one on the first play. He gets maybe two more on this one. It'll be third down.
And that's the best part about the Riders battle is they came into this really not downplaying it, but they weren't as high strung about this game and what it meant to them. And now they get to continue, and they get a big game against Calgary, they got a big game against BC, and then they got two against Edmonton. You just continue to keep working on playing your best level of football heading into the playoffs, and wherever you land, and right now it's looking like a home playoff game, the better.
If this game continues, it's a 15-point Rider lead. This almost ensures a home playoff game. Essentially two games up on a team with three games left. Winnable game against BC. Edmonton, to me, doesn't look like very much.
Edmonton is what we thought they were.
Can they get past Calgary will be the thing and potentially host the West Final. And I can't believe I'm saying those words after an 0-2 start.
You've got to be honest with yourselves across the league. Saskatchewan's probably the most balanced team in the CFL.
John Ryan's punt taken by Grant. 15-yard, no yards at the 20. Grant still going, and he'll be wrestled down. Ailey Buka and friends have him at the 35. It'll be a 15-yard, no yards penalty. I think Luchez Purifoy feels he was pushed into that 5-yard zone. 1 minute exactly remaining until the Riders take the season series from the Bombers. Wow.
And the nice thing, what I love about Jason Shivers is that he came into this knowing that Winnipeg's got to get downfield with the football. And what does he do on the first play? He blitzes.
Yep.
And he continues to bring pressure. He doesn't let up. And that's what I love about him. And sometimes you got to step on a throat or two in order to get yourself to the top of the division. And he's stepping on throats right now with his scheme.
First and 10 Bombers from the 37-yard line. Two receivers into that short side. Strebler looking across the middle. Dumps it, batted down at the line. Was that Zach who got a hand on it? Incomplete. It'll be second down with 55 seconds left.
Yeah, Zach just, you know, continues working up the field. He's on Michael Couture. He gets his hand up and gets it on a football. Second and 10. And if you're Saskatchewan now, I wouldn't be surprised to start seeing some of these DBs getting a little bit hot in the foot and starting to jump the first look they see from a quarterback.
Four-man rush, six men protecting. Strebler gunning. Completed to Darvin Adams into Rider territory at the 54-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 19 yards and a Bomber first down.
Oh, very good throw here by Chris Strebler. It's probably the best of his game. There's a triangle of defenders there, and he throws it right in the middle of them to complete the ball.
Three-man rush. Strebler looking, forcing out to his right. Completed the sidelines to Lucky Whitehead. A flag is down right on the sideline. He's right near the stick. Are they saying potentially he stepped out of bounds? Penalty going against the Bombers.
Legal participation.
There you go.
Winnipeg number 7. It's a 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
The way they threw the flag, they're saying Whitehead stepped out of bounds and then was the first one to touch it when he got back inbounds. 10-yard penalty, so we'll call it first and 20 with 40 seconds remaining. Four-man rush from the Riders, and a flag down on the snap. Looks like procedure. It will be against the Bombers. Well, these penalties won't matter, but they don't make it any less painful.
Well, it evens the game up if you think about it. The Riders have gotten a ton of penalties, but unfortunately for the Riders, the penalties they were getting.
Winnipeg number 51. It's a 5-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
The
penalties
they
were getting
Hardrick.
Actually mattered. Now it doesn't.
Yeah. But. Garbage time penalties, these are.
Yeah. Leave it to Winnipeg to be good at garbage time penalties.
I love how much you hate Winnipeg. That's amazing. First and 25. Strebler has some time. Dance Dance Revolution flips it to Harris at the 40. Elamimian's got him, wrestles him down at about the 43-yard line. And it'll be second and 23.
Harris just doesn't seem as strong as he used to be. I'm so petty.
You haven't called him Ben Johnson at any point
or
today.
Or Lance Armstrong, yeah. I haven't pulled out one of those yet.
Second and 23 from the 43. 25 seconds remain. Strebler gunning. Oh, throws it in behind Lawler, who slides. Does he make the catch? They are saying he made the catch inside the Bomber 50. Pardon me, inside the Rider 50. And it'll be third down, but they get 18 of those yards back. Third and 5. 18, 17, 16, 15 on the game clock. All this in garbage time, complete to Adams. Oh, LJ McCray just blew up Darvin Adams. Adams feeling fine about that. And LJ McCray goes over and gives it to the Riders sideline. First down Bombers, 9 seconds remain. That's all that separates the Riders from first place in the West. 7-6. Six-man blitz coming. Strebler dancing around. LeVar Edwards has him, misses him. Ducks inside. Solomon's not letting him go. Holding on to that leg like Jeff Van Gundy on Alonzo Mourning. And that is final.
First place.
Riders win 21-6 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Cody, did you get the picture on the field with Laura? I think we all need to know that.
I did. I remember running over. I picked her up out of the stands, and all the fans and all the security were like, yeah, go ahead. I picked her up, and her purse was left on the seat, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you've got your purse. Like, just amazing hospitality, and it was just one of those moments that I'll never forget. Camera guys were there, got a great picture of us kind of hugging and kissing after the game, and something that we'll definitely have framed in our new house here.
Dan Clark, do you as a player take any satisfaction from knowing Willie Jefferson had zero stats in that game?
That man can be anywhere at any moment and cause a big play, and that's something that a lot of people look forward to it. But, you know, Winnipeg has so many weapons on their defense that it's just one of those situations where if you can get anything on that defense, it's all that matters. So it's just not Willie in general. It's their entire defense. Sometimes you get no hitters, but there's times that we give up big hits, and it's not good for us.
Thad Coleman.
It was amazing, you know, to actually hold him out any stats. We celebrated hard after the game, you know, just in the locker room. I think we stuck around the locker room for about at least an hour or two, just the old line, just the old heads, not the young bucks, just the old heads, and just we were proud of what we did, you know, and that's special. You know, when you do that, that's the play. That's the best play right there, when you can do that to the best player in the league.